New proposal from the EPA and updates from Senator Chuck Grassley's office. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. On Tuesday's weekly ag call with Senator Chuck Grassley, he informed us that over the weekend,
EPA announced it is rolling back a Biden rule on wastewater discharge by meat and poultry processors.
He says the current proposed rule by Biden
pushed the boundaries of the Clean Water Act and could have resulted in plant closures and the loss of rural jobs. It would have hurt small and medium-sized processors by requiring these processors to invest large amounts of money to get into compliance.
Grassley says that the current wastewater policy affects
around 180 meat and poultry processing facilities. Under the Biden rule, it would have affected between 800 and 1,600. That would have been a very detrimental impact on meat processing in Iowa by potentially forcing small processors shutting their doors, and that would hurt farmers who depend on them to process their cattle, hogs, and chickens. All of that would have driven up prices for consumers and weakened the farm-to-fork supply chain. That's why this weekend's announcement is welcomed news.
Grassley says that last Congress he joined a letter with 27 other members
calling on the EPA to withdraw this rule. I thank Ambassador Zeldin for listening to us and looking out for farmers, meat processors, poultry processors, and the consumers.
With the unsettled tariff issue with China when it comes to our soybeans and grain markets in general, and on the topic of financial relief and support for farmers, Grassley says,
I think that's more apt to be an issue with the last appropriation bill of the year. I don't know for sure. Remember when it was directly related to tariffs on China in 2019, the president did it out of the CCC. In fact, I would have to say within the last month, the word that I'm getting from bankers and from farmers is that there's going to be tremendous stress as a result of the low prices now. And I think it's going to hit a crescendo where there will end up being some help, but it hasn't reached that point yet.
Grassley says that he will be having a conversation with Secretary Brooke Rollins on this topic.
But I want you to know that I will be talking to the secretary when I get a better handle on this, because she's a spokesman within this administration that something should be done. And whether it's done by appropriation or through the CCC, I think that that's important.
And with this topic in mind, Grassley says,
now that brings me a chance to bring up something else that helps prices, and that would be having legislation as opposed to just this year-to-year waivers that the president has granted from about 2020 through the Biden administration, and now Trump's done it again for E15 year-round nationwide. The Grassley-Ernst Klobuchar bill would help it. We have to be constantly on guard about the input prices, because you can have low prices. If you got low fertilizer prices, that's a help. But right now, we have this ratio between agricultural crop inputs versus the price that they're getting for it. It's the lowest in history, and I don't know the history of that ratio, but it's been around for a couple decades at least, and that's very telling. That means we got to be pressuring the president not to put tariffs on fertilizers coming into the country.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.